biggest myth that I think that needs to be dispelled is the amount of money needed for a down payment. A lot of people still think that they need 20% to buy a home. Now, that might be ideal. It's definitely not necessary.
Welcome to episode number 2 of The Real Estate Skinny. We are coming to you live from Skinny Studios located at the Keller Williams office in beautiful Scarsdale, New York. I am Brett Bevilacqua.
And I'm Anthony Lando.
Anthony, I had an exciting weekend of real estate. I had a couple of seller meetings that I hope to convert into listings this week and spent most of the day Sunday with an investor. He put me to work. But that's nothing compared to you. You were almost too busy to record this episode.
Well, I'd have to agree, Brett. It's just a busy time in real estate. I spent a good portion of the weekend working with buyer clients that have been searching for a home probably for about 8 months now. They're ready to buy. We just cannot secure a home. Every home we find has been multiple offer situations. And unfortunately, we've been outbid in most cases. But it's shocking because most of these homes are going over asking. So it's, again, the market is still very, very hot and it's very competitive. So you just got to keep searching. And eventually, when things are right, we're going to get the right one.
Are you noticing a trend, Anthony, that sellers are getting offers over listing?
I showed homes, 3 homes this weekend, one in Valhalla, one in Scarsdale, and one in Pelham. They were all between 800 and 900. And the first day they came on the market, they all had multiple offers and went to highest and best. So, you know, it's pretty specific to location, but overall, every market is kind of seeing sellers are kind of getting the price that they want.
I'm excited to say we have our first guest in the studio, mortgage expert Christian Babcock, NMLS number 181227 from the Loan Depot, NMLS number 174475. But before he comes in, Anthony, let's do some real estate in the news. This article from the LA Times is a little dated, but it is very relevant to today's discussion. A study based on a statistical sample of potential homebuyers conducted in 2014 by the mortgage company Loan Depot found that nearly 60% of people who say they want to buy a home aren't pursuing it because they think there is just no point. They are convinced their applications would be rejected. 3/4 of them, however, concede that they haven't done a thing to check out current lender requirements.
You know, Brett, it's kind of crazy that statistic is so high. You know, things in the mortgage business have certainly gotten better in the sense that banks are more willing to make loans. But I think I would put this back on realtors and the attorneys. It's our job to kind of guide these buyers to let them know that, hey, look, I think a lot of what you're hearing or a lot of your perceptions aren't necessarily true. And I think now's the perfect time to start looking for the house. Let's put you in touch with the right mortgage person. And, you know, let's turn your dreams into reality, that now's the time.
All right, this episode's hot topic, loans for first-time buyers. We are here today with Christian Babcock. He is one of our office's trusted partners and often speaks at our team meetings about the ever-changing world of home loans. Hello, Christian.
Hello, Brett.
Christian, before we get started, can you share a little bit of your background in the mortgage business?
Sure, Brett. I've been in the mortgage banking business for this year will be my 15th year. Started working with Bank of New York Mortgage Company and brief stint at Chase, and I've been now with Mortgage Master, which is recently acquired by Loan Depot, for the last 7 years.
So, Christian, we're going to get right into it. Last week, Brett and I talked about what a first-time buyer needs to know, and I pointed out that the first step is really the pre-approval process. Can you take us through the pre-approval process in the hopes that we could communicate to first-time home buyers that are listening to this?
Absolutely. And essentially, the pre-approval process was put in place mainly to help real estate agents know that if they're showing a client a house that they can obviously afford to buy it. Unless they have a lot of cash and they're going to buy it all cash, if they're assuming or taking out a mortgage, they have to make sure that they can get that mortgage once they find the home that they want. What buyers really need to know is that taking out a mortgage is like no other form of credit that they'll ever take out. You know, when you go to buy a car, they run your credit. That's pretty much it. There's a application where they ask about income and things like that, but none of which is verified. It's mainly based on their credit, whether or not you're going to get that car loan and at what interest rate. Same thing with credit cards and other forms of credit. With mortgages, everything needs to be verified. There's really 3 major components that buyers need to be aware of. One is obviously their credit score, which basically just tells us that you can get in the door, that we can, that you're eligible for a mortgage. And those specific qualifications, obviously, we can go through when we're speaking with the buyer. Second is having enough money for a down payment and closing costs. Third, and most importantly, is the income to support the mortgage payment. We have to be able to verify on a monthly basis that a potential buyer has the monthly income to support the monthly payment that they're going to take on the mortgage.
Christian, I actually have a follow-up question, because I know when I'm speaking to buyers, a lot of them are hesitant to allow another person to pull their credit. They have the fundamental belief that it's going to only lower their credit score. Can you just clarify that?
I'd be happy to. I mean, it's a common objection that I get myself every day. People are worried if they did speak with a bank or even multiple places that running their credit score might actually, me running their credit score again, might actually harm their score, when in fact it's not true. The credit bureaus actually, you know, will count any subsequent mortgage inquiries after the first pull is the same inquiry for a 45-day period. So if they do speak with a bank and they run their credit, they have 45 days to speak to as many other banks and have as many other pulls as they want without any penalty to their score.
What sort of time frame are we looking at? How long do you need to get a potential buyer pre-approved?
Every buyer is different. Everybody's situation, you know, income situation is different. I mean, you have people that are self-employed. You have people that own multiple investment properties. And then you have first-time home buyers. Being that we're focusing on first-time home buyers, I would say it really can be, you know, with some people, it can be very quickly, you know, within 20 minutes to 30 minutes of the initial phone call. And other people can be a little longer, but really based on their specific situation, the type of documentation I would need. So it's not really a clear answer, but it's not days, it's not weeks. It really depends.
How has the process changed since the mortgage crash in 2007, 2008?
That's a good question. I mean, the process really hasn't changed in terms of, you know, the timing of when you apply, an appraisal being done on the property, credit being pulled and whatnot. What has changed is the amount of documentation that's needed, which is what scares a lot of people away. In my opinion, it's actually brought banks back to responsible lending, because, you know, once we verify the payment that a person can afford through their pay stubs and tax returns, we can obviously make sure that that person can pay that loan. You'll never be able to predict that a person will be able to pay a loan for the next 30 years, but, you know, for the most part, at the closing, we can at least verify that they were able to make that payment at the time. You know, again, the process itself has not really changed, but the amount of documentation has, but it's really not enough documentation to scare somebody away from giving it a try.
Christian, as a follow-up to that, you know, the more I speak to new buyers, the more kind of questions I get. And I think in their heads, they watch the news, they read the newspaper. There's a lot of myths about the mortgage process that they have floating around. And I think it's important to kind of address those head on, to kind of dispel some of those. So, for example, I'm going to give you just a couple of things that I hear. For example, you need 20% down. Another one is, I need to have a 700 credit score.
Wrong.
Exactly. So, you know, why don't you, without being too specific, why don't you kind of discuss some of those myths? There may be others that you get all the time, and just kind of give us some information that could help maybe enlighten some of our listeners.
The biggest myth that I think that needs to be dispelled is the amount of money needed for a down payment. A lot of people still think that they need 20% to buy a home. Now, that might be ideal. It's definitely not necessary. I mean, there are loans that allow people to put down as little as 3%. There are even, you know, VA government loans that allow you to put down no money, you know, if you're a veteran and you serve our country. There are tons of different loan programs. Everybody's situation is different. I'm happy to speak to anybody and see which programs fit them, but they certainly don't need a 20% down payment to buy a home.
Well, you know, I'll circulate on our Facebook page, Brett and I's Facebook page, your contact information. So if anyone has specific questions tailored to their own situation, they could reach out to Christian directly. I'm more than confident that he'll be able to clarify any questions you may have.
So thank you, Christian. Now that the audience has the broad strokes, why don't you share your contact info so they can set up a meeting with you and we can get them in their new home?
Sure. I can be reached at 914-447-9691 or cbabcock@mortgagemaster.com. NMLS number 181227 from Loan Depot, NMLS number 174457.
Just wanted to follow up with one other thing, Christian and Brett. And this is for our listeners out there. I've done many deals with Christian to date, And I could honestly say that I've yet to have a deal fall apart that Christian pre-approved the buyer. And that is mainly because Christian has been doing this for quite some time. He's seen it all, and he's going to be able to give you the information so that once we find the home that you want, the financing will be less of an issue because you'll know that Christian did a good job in the process of the pre-approval to ensure that you have what you need to purchase the home.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want, to find your perfect home and then everything falls apart because the person you had doing your financing wasn't top-notch.
Correct.
And that's what we're bringing here. Top-notch people. Last time I talked about dog parks, this time it will be something everyone can enjoy. Let's talk about Chat. C-H-A-T. Last week, the New Age Title Company invited our office to a 2017 kickoff party at Chat American Grill in Scarsdale, New York. It was the first time I had been there, and let me tell you, I was impressed. Anthony, what was your impression of the restaurant?
Brett, I was actually equally impressed. It wasn't the first time that I was at that restaurant. They actually have another Chat location in Larchmont, which was the original location. We had a great time. The food was great. I know we'll get into a little tidbit of one thing we really liked, but the ambiance was great, just the vibe. I think it's worth checking out.
Yeah, that's my new place now. One time and I was sold. I love the dinner, but the desserts, which, believe it or not, I often avoid, were out of this world. If you can get there, I recommend that you make sure you try the Chalk Bites. Chalk Bites are this warm brownie-type dessert with chocolate sauce inside. If chocolate isn't your thing, then go for the Banana Bites. But Anthony, I mean, how many of those Chalk Bites did we eat?
Yeah, I mean, basically, if I knew those were coming, I probably would have skipped the dinner. Just because I would have backed up the truck on the Chalk Bites.
Unbelievable. Chat American Grill in Scarsdale, New York. I will be going back, I've been recommending it to my friends, and I hope to see you there. Okay, that's all for this episode. On our next episode, we are going to touch upon some aspects of the closing process. Have a home to sell, or are you looking to buy? Contact Anthony Lando at Lando Listings, or you can reach me at brettbev.com. Our contact info is also available in the description of the podcast. Once again, I'm Brett Bevilacqua, and on behalf of Anthony Lando, thanks for listening. Please subscribe to be alerted for new shows, and if you could, please like and share if you enjoyed the podcast. I'm happy to say we were also now available on iTunes.
Just search for the Real Estate Skinny under the podcast section on iTunes.